can be friends, even if we disagree politically, according to our two guests this hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, January the 12th. In a joint statement released this week, Republican State Representative Robin Voss and Democratic State Representative Mark Pocan are calling for civility in politics following the shooting of U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords of Arizona. In today's big question, we ask you, do you think this is an attainable goal? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We have an online poll that is linked to our Facebook page. It's also on wpr.org, our website. And you are invited to vote in that online poll. We have some people voting already. People who say, yes, this is an attainable goal. Civility in politics is an attainable goal. 58% of you think it is. I'm surprised that 42% of you do not think it is. Anyway, maybe we'll change some minds this hour. I don't know. We ask you, can there be civility in politics? We will welcome your questions and thoughts for our two guests who won't be debating during this big question debate unless it's with you. They are two state lawmakers from different parts of the state representing diverse districts from different political parties who say that their political opinions are on two opposite sides of a coin, but still they are calling for civility in politics as Wisconsin lawmakers begin hearings during a special session this week and in light of the tragic events in Tucson, Arizona over the weekend. Let me welcome our guests, and we are very happy that they are with us. Mark Pocan is a Democratic State Representative from Madison. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Robin Voss, a Republican State Representative from Rochester and co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you both.
Well, so this is really nice. You're both calling for civility in politics. Why did you decide to put out this joint statement, Representative Voss, first?
Well, first of all, I think that the tragedy that happened in Arizona, sometimes something like that really happens to remind you of what's really important in the job that you do and the people that we represent. I in no way believe that anyone was responsible for the tragedy except the shooter. But at the same time, I think it's important to let everybody in Wisconsin know that when people are chosen to serve by their constituents, they are chosen to do a job. They're not chosen to argue. They're not chosen to, just argue for the sake of doing that. They're actually chosen to get stuff done. And I think that knowing that people can listen to each other, they can debate, they can disagree philosophically and fundamentally, but at the end of the day, still respect the other person is what our constituents expect and demand, and I just think it's important for us to let people know that that is definitely happening here in Wisconsin. I can't speak for any other state or in the national capital, but I can definitely tell you here, my friend Mark Pocan, and I say that out of the highest respect for him, is somebody that I work with on occasion because we have the same goal of making Wisconsin a better place. He just has a very leftward route to get there, and I have one that's a little more on the right.
And you are friends, though, Representative Pocan.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things about being at the Capitol and being on the Finance Committee together is you spend a lot of time together. You actually get to know people, and who would think that getting to know people might actually create friendships? And it's something I think we need to continue to do more in the political realm. But there's no question that, you know, what happened in Arizona has triggered this conversation. Part of the whole 24-hour news cycle and social media and everything just kind of makes any conversation so much more magnified. And I think being able to talk about this right now and showing people that we can have a very civil discourse but have strong political and ideological differences, it's part of what, you know, we should do in order to be able to move forward, because there are times you're going to be able to work with other people and times you can't, but we can certainly do it civilly.
Your statement notes that you've both had heated debates over issues in the past. At what point does heated debate cross the line into incivility, Representative Voss?
Well, and I would say that I don't know if words technically are anything that are something that I'm ever afraid of. I mean, I am happy to debate anybody, but what I have learned in politics is that the art of persuasion is actually making somebody want to listen to you, as opposed to just talking louder, thinking that by the magnitude and the amplification of your speech, somehow they're going to listen more intently. So I think that's where I've really come from, that the words, people can say whatever they want to, and I will respect people who are in positions that we are lucky enough to hold, no matter what they say. But at the same time, if you want to actually persuade, and that's why we're here, to try to win the argument, not just to have the argument, I think it really is incumbent upon us to use techniques and language that people will listen to, as opposed to just trying to talk to ourselves and being happy with looking in the mirror and knowing that you're saying something.
Mm-hmm. Representative Polkan?
When people use words that become closer to violent words or violent symbolism, that's part of what can cause this really bad debate. And I think we see it more at the national level. You know, a couple things come to mind. I remember when Representative Joe Wilson yelled, "You lied," to the president in the middle of a speech before Congress, kind of unprecedented. Or when I think Congress is taking the health care vote, there are people, protesters outside the building calling, some congressmen the N-word or anti-gay slurs. I mean, that's the kind of uncivil discourse that actually does absolutely no good. In fact, just the opposite, has a counter effect. We've been fortunate in Wisconsin. We haven't had that, but I'll also, I'm surprised that, a friendship like Robin and I have still is less common than you'd think. And I think, it's something that we all need to work on, because the more I can say Robin is wrong so many times I can't even count, he'll appreciate what I'm saying, and it doesn't have to be said in a way that, leads people to really want to be angry and fight.
Representative Polkan, why do you think your friendship is an exception in the state capitol?
Well, I really think, one of the key things, I do have to point back to being on finance together, is, you will spend lots and lots of hours with the people on that committee, and you don't usually have that opportunity at the state capitol. You're on a committee a couple hours every other week or every, 2 to 4 weeks, and that's about it. In finance, you'll spend 2 or 3 days a week for 8 or 12 hours a day, probably more than Robin or my significant other would care to have us gone, and we're spending it together, and you get to know people, and when I sat next to Robin Voss on the committee, I got to learn a lot about Robin right away. He's really enjoys politics like I do. He owns a small business like I do. We learned to have a very kind of fun relationship in talking to each other, and all of a sudden, people started going, "God, look, what's with Polkan and Voss? They get along so well." Well, that shouldn't be the unusual part of our business. It should be the norm. But too often we don't get that time. And I think a lot of the social time that legislators used to have after session and get together hasn't happened as much, although I truly think in the last 4 years of the Capitol, things have gotten a lot better. When Mike Hipsch became Speaker and when Mike Sheridan was Speaker, I think the level of the building getting along together on both sides really elevated, and I think this is just a byproduct of it.
Do you think increasing friendships in the state capitol is necessary, Representative Voss?
Well, and I really do, and I agree with the sentiments that Mark just expressed, that the tone in our state capitol, we are lucky that there is not, and in the state really, there is not that uncivil discourse that people have been criticizing, because from my experience, once again, I am never afraid of the words. I think that's actually the best part of our democracy, is the right to say things that might offend somebody in the passion that you have. But I will say that in our capitol, we are trying to do what we can, and actually a couple years ago, Mark and I helped to organize a Capitol Christmas party, because we realized that the opportunity for people to get together was really one of the things that makes our institution function the best. So as we look to do things like that, it might sound small, it might sound like it really shouldn't be a major way that our building operates or be important, but our building and the People's House is really built on relationships. So the more you get to know people, the more you get to interact, the more you understand that we all have a common goal. It's just that we vehemently disagree on the way to get there. Well, now you can at least begin to listen. And every once in a while, I have to admit, on rare occasion, Mark Pocan is right.
if by rare you mean about 75% of the time, right?
And by forcing, you know, kind of getting to the opportunity where you are confident enough in your own beliefs to say, I am happy to have a conversation and try to understand where the other person is coming from, I think that is more often than not what helps to make our state a better place and helps to get good policy put into law.
Let me take a short pause. We are talking with two state lawmakers. Robin Voss is a Republican state representative from the Racine area, and Mark Pocan is a Democratic state representative from Madison. This week, they both issued a statement calling for civility in politics as Wisconsin lawmakers begin a special session this week. And it's our big question segment this hour. We are talking with both of these state lawmakers about whether we can disagree agreeably. Can there be civility in politics? And we ask you, do you think this effort will be successful? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and you can vote in our online poll. Checking our weather forecast for today, it is going to be a mostly cloudy day with snow showers near Lake Superior, a slight chance of light snow showers or flurries everywhere else. Highs today will be in the 20s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 20 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, January the 12th. Coming up after 8, we are going to celebrate soup. What's better than a warm bowl of soup on a cold winter day? We'll talk about how to make the perfect soup coming up after 8 o'clock. This is our big question segment, and a little bit of a twist during this big question segment, because we have two guests who are not necessarily debating this question. We are welcoming your thoughts and questions for our two guests who say there needs to be civility in politics and are calling for civility in politics in Wisconsin's state legislature as the Wisconsin lawmakers begin a special session this week and in light of the tragic events in Tucson, Arizona over the weekend. State Representative Mark Pocan and State Representative Robin Voss are from two different political parties, different parts of the state, but they are friends, and their political opinions are usually on two opposite sides of a coin, but they say that lawmakers can disagree agreeably. And we're wondering how to do this and whether you think this will work during today's big question. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me start with a comment from a listener on Facebook. Victor writes, "There's always a place for civility in today's political world. The sides have to sincerely agree to disagree. The problem with general political discussions is people internalize and personalize political beliefs so much that any slight disagreement is taken as a personal affront." Representative Pocan, do you agree with Victor?
Well, yeah, and I think also, you know, something else that's a significant part to mention is, I think part of this, you know, broadening news media that's out there as far as the cable networks, talk radio influence, the shock jocks, that's another part of it as well that's worth mentioning, because sometimes it's stirred up simply for the reason of someone trying to get notoriety. And, you know, we've seen that mostly at the national level, but, you know, I've seen it a little bit even, you know, in our local area. The problem there is someone's doing it for their own motive, and they're literally stirring it up for a different reason, which then creates heightened, you know, negativity and the uncivilness. So I think that's another important part that we have to look at, that it may be the legislature, you know, we need to get along and do things better, but also, you know, we need to, when we hear it stirred up by someone else, kind of call them on that as well.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let me just ask you about that, because I did read about this, that you were called human garbage and and a local radio host encouraged her listeners to call your office and, you know, give you a piece of their mind. So that was a very troubling incident for you.
Well, I mean, you know, there's nowhere can I ever think of an acceptable time to call someone human garbage, except for somehow, you know, people when they try to get a little attention will do it, and that's why I don't even want to say the person's name because that's all they really wanted out of all this was attention. But it did spur a whole bunch of people calling my office because, you know, the person asked them to, and I got people ranging from, you know, mild, you know, comments to, you know, I hope you die of AIDS. And, you know, obviously that's not civil discourse. That's not how you should handle yourself. Not only is it, you know, words you're doing just to try to get attention for yourself, but sometimes those might trigger that one unstable person out there to do something stronger. And, you know, my partner reminded me, you know, recently after something had happened, a larger political debate, the back window of my Jeep had been broken in the driveway. Now, it might have been a pure coincidence, but sometimes you don't know because, you know, sometimes that vitriolic just gets kind of stirred up by others. And that's another thing that we have to stand up when that happens. And hopefully people will do that by simply not listening or not, you know, choosing to support through advertising people who do that. Because, again, that's not civil discourse.
Yeah. Representative Voss, has anything similar happened to you?
No, and I guess this is one of those times where I agree with the principle that Mark's talking about, but I'm not necessarily in total agreement with the concept and the specifics. I think that we need more speech in our society, and I think that things that have happened with talk radio and the cable news channels, I think that is a great part of our democracy. For a long time, I was a staffer 20 years ago, and it was rare that people would contact their legislator or know what was going on until long after they read it in the newspaper. Finally, the average citizen, be they a left-wing protester or a right-wing Tea Partier, have an opportunity to know what's going on, to have somebody keep them informed, and I think that's a great part of our democracy. So do I believe that because, you know, there was something on the radio, this whack job in Arizona decided to go out and shoot somebody? I absolutely do not. I think that individuals are responsible for their actions. But I would say that as somebody who holds an office where either you are lucky enough to be reported on by the newspaper or to be on the radio, I think it should be inherent upon people who have that ability to talk to others to do it in a way that once again persuades and doesn't berate.
Yeah, and I don't just say that we shouldn't have the news cycle. I mean, we have it for one, and we have social media, and you're going to have it. My theory is if you're going to say something, it should be something your mother would be proud of you saying. And if you can't pass that test, you shouldn't say it. And I doubt many people's mothers would say, yeah, go ahead, call that person human garbage. And that's the discourse. It's the discourse that's used. And I'll support that person's free speech rights to say that. However, I also hope that through free speech, people might decide to tune that person out because clearly they're saying things just to get their own notoriety. And I think that's an important distinction.
Yeah, let me ask you, Representative Pocan, because of this newspaper article about your situation with this local radio host says that she was only responding to you calling her listeners what she considered a vulgar name. I have no idea what that vulgar name was, but did you participate in incivility in politics by referring to conservative people by a vulgar name?
Yeah, I mean, this is a classic example of someone trying to use something to justify a whole lot more. You know, during the finance process, Robin was gone for about 20 minutes while we were taking votes, and I'm like, where's Robin? And they're like, oh, he's in the back doing the interview with this person. So I did a shout-out to that person and their audience of teabaggers, which at the time people were still kind of calling the Tea Party members. Since mm-hmm. then, they've decided that's not the term because it might be a term used in a whole different realm somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But by doing something as light as that, that was enough to tell this person to do this. And what's really ironic is not only did they do this over and over, I made a light comment because I was teasing because Robin was doing an interview, and everyone knows Robin and I tease each other a lot. And then in result was not only did she do this that day, that week, for months, but even as recently as this Monday, repeated the term and called all of my supporters human garbage. Now, you know, that's just ridiculous. And that's the sort of thing where someone's just trying to get attention. rather than actually trying to provide discourse. And that's what we can't allow. We have to make sure that, you know, people can have all sorts of different opinions. And like Robin and I, if we start getting on just about any issue you could possibly imagine, we could disagree today on that. But you can do it in a very civil way without having to resort to kind of trying to get attention for yourself.
I know you don't want to limit speech, Representative Voss, but do you think we can keep name-calling out of it?
That's the way that I choose to operate. And I would say that each of us has to look in the mirror. Each of us has to decide what we want to do. And you're right. If somebody decides to do that, I would support to the death their right to be able to say what they believe, because that's what our country's based on. But just as I support their right to say it, I think that I have the opportunity to change my own behavior and do it in a way that I think is the most effective. If somebody else thinks, you know, that doing whatever they're going to do is the most effective, they have a right to do it. I just want to make sure that at a time when we are talking about trying to make sure our country is all heading in the same direction, hopefully, you know, creating more jobs, growing our state, focusing on people's plight and to try to make their lives better, I just want them to know that people in Madison are serious and they are taking the time to listen, and that, once again, where we can find common ground, we are definitely going to do it, even though most of the time that's not possible because we have that deep philosophical belief. The least we owe people is the right to be able to speak and to listen.
Today's big question, is there a place for civility in today's political world? Our two guests disagree about almost everything else, but they're on the same side of this issue. And we will talk more with state representatives Robin Voss and Mark Pocan after we check the latest news. And we will take more of your calls and emails after the news as well. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Wednesday, January the 12th. This week, our two guest lawmakers issued a joint statement and a call for civility. Democratic Representative Mark Pocan of Madison and Republican Representative Robin Voss of Rochester said this: "This week, Wisconsin lawmakers begin their first committee hearings under a call for a special session. Assuredly, there will be many contentious and lively debates dealing with everything from tax breaks to tort reform, as state lawmakers make difficult and potentially controversial decisions. With so much at stake during the legislative session, and in light of the events of this past weekend in Tucson, Arizona, we are calling for civility in politics. We encourage the citizens of the state of Wisconsin to embrace their freedoms of speech and peaceful assembly. We ask you during this big question segment, is this an attainable goal? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Mark Pocan, again, Democratic state representative from Madison, and Robin Voss, a Republican state representative from Rochester, is also chair of the Joint Finance Committee, our two guests who are not debating, so to speak, during this big question debate, but unless it's with you. Let's go to the phones. Many callers waiting. Matt in Wautoma. Hi, Matt.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I guess for me, no, I don't think it'll work. Because I believe that, like in voting, you know, every 2 years, every 4 years for presidential, governor, or otherwise elected positions, they spend millions of dollars on fighting back and forth, bad-mouthing, and everything like that, and it does no good. And I don't see why now, because this thing happened in Arizona, that they're going to change their ways.
A response, Representative Voss?
Well, and once again, I think that the job that we hold requires us to have that vigorous debate. During campaigns, you're right. Things get said, and unfortunately, sometimes they're not true, and both sides have some guilt in that, just because winning elections is really important because we care passionately about the direction of our state. But I also look at it as two segments of the job that we do. governing is during the time that we are in now, where you hope to find that common ground, get things done, move our state forward. Because after governing is done, trust me, there is plenty of time for campaigning. And I think people on both sides, even though it's hard for the public sometimes, who just does it as a casual observer or even a passionate participant, but we understand it's the job we signed up for. So when campaigns end, governing begins. And it just requires you to kind of flip that switch in your mind as best you can. And I won't say there aren't hard feelings and that you don't have a difficult time getting over it, but sometimes you just have to, you know, accept the fact that that's the reality we're in and work hard to try to find those issues where you can work together on, try to make sure that you can have that debate and leave the campaign during campaign time and the governing during the rest.
Representative Polkan.
Well, and also I just want to add, I don't think it's what happened in Arizona is what's created this debate. I think this debate's always been there. It's just if there can be any positive byproduct of what happened, it's allowed for a national discussion on civility in politics. And it's something that we always probably should have had a discussion on. But, you know, face it, in all the issues that we talk about, one of the least sexy is civility. But if it's something we can talk about now and make people think twice, especially, you know, when some of the more outrageous people speak, what that really means, that's very positive. And I think that, you know, Robin and I are good examples. We vote often different. We'll debate differently on an issue. But afterwards, you should be able to go and take that, you know, aside and be able to work on other issues. And that's what we're trying to advocate for.
Let's take another call from Nan in Manitowoc. Nan, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think Representative Voss started out by saying, you guys are elected to do a job. And civil discourse, to me, is a job responsibility. I don't know about you, Joy, or anyone else, but when I go to work, I'm required to be polite. And, yeah, sometimes I disagree terribly with my coworkers, but I don't call them human trash you know, I'm required to conduct myself and be persuasive and make my points known and reconcile differences and reach conclusions through civil discourse. These others who spew all this toxic sensationalism, well, that's their job. The woman on the radio, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck. But even when it's not your job, I don't think anybody is ever going to reconcile a difference or get anything done by talking to their neighbors, coworkers, or anyone else that way.
Mm-hmm. Representative Voss?
I agree in many ways with what she's saying, and unfortunately, you know, this should not be a situation where we use it to try to push any kind of a political agenda. I truly think this is an issue where it should be nonpartisan, bipartisan, you know, apartisan. And having the civil discourse, I agree with your principle that when you go to your job, you have to kind of leave your personal feelings behind sometimes about the person that works in a cubicle next to you because you are there to do a job. But at the same time, I will say that the job that we are lucky enough to hold is somewhat unique in the fact that I have 55,000 people that I work for. And they have every right to call up on the telephone, and some do, telling me that I am dead wrong. And sometimes their passion overwhelms their common sense, and they use words or language that probably is something they would not want to say to their mother. And they have every right to do that. I think the reason
that
they're
not working. They're not working when they do that.
No, you're right, and that's where the difference is, that for the most part, and that's what I want to continue to come back to, in Wisconsin, the discourse between elected officials 99.9% of the time is civil. I very rarely hear people language that I would be embarrassed by. And I think that's the point that I want to get across, that we are lucky in Wisconsin that, for the most part, that really does happen in almost every realm of our job, even though people usually only see and read about when we disagree. More often than not, we are still trying to find that common ground.
Representative Polkan?
Yeah, I think the caller made an excellent point. I mean, it's a normal, expected part of anyone's job to get along with your coworkers, and you treat people civilly in almost every other aspect of life. So I think the caller makes a really good point. I mean, about the only difference that we have in our jobs is because we often, our job is to debate issues, then it's all the more incumbent on us to take that debate in a very civil way and just have the debate as anyone would want to hear a debate. You're just having a discussion about something. You're making your points. You're going to have have passion doing it. But, you know, I don't think anyone has ever been more effective by using violent terms or violent symbolism, like we saw, you know, also when people put, you know, crosshairs on districts, you know, like bullets in a head on a bumper sticker or any of the other things that, you know, you sometimes see out there. None of that adds to the discourse. It's just more of the clutter that gets out there. But we are expected, like everyone else in our job, to be able to get along, and it shouldn't be so difficult.
Our next caller is Rick in La Crosse. Hi, Rick.
Hi. I do believe it's possible to be civil. I think it's imperative because you need to be able to see the other person as yourself. One of my greatest friends happens to be a Republican with whom I disagree on practically everything. But we can still go downtown Madison sometimes and get a Monte Cristo at this wonderful bar whose name escapes me now, and have a beer and talk. The thing is, listening to the other person, being able to restate the other person's point of view, and then being able to say why I disagree with it. And sometimes he'll convince me of a point, and sometimes I'll convince him of a point, but we still respect each other. We still love each other very much. There's a, you know, he's 20 years older than I am, or 30 years older. He's a Korean War veteran. We never use hateful language towards each other. I mean, I don't understand how it ever came to the point where, you know, someone would be calling someone else human trash. Because at the end of the day, you have to face yourself in the mirror. You have to face each other. You have, you know. So the point is, listening. Listening is imperative. Is a necessary step toward respect.
Well, a very good point. And I wouldn't, Mark Pocan, you agree?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, I think it's important to say, you know, when you wind up turning your back to someone, you often can't work with them on anything. And, you know, I can think of during previous budgets where Robin and I have tweaked things because we've been able to talk to about the various issues. In fact, I think I remember once, I think it was in the last budget, but two budgets ago, where, you know, we really said, God, there's not enough focus in commerce on small business. You know, there's just too much given to larger business, but most jobs are created there. And because we both have that same shared life experience, and because we can talk to each other, we were able to make some changes to try to help in that area. And that can't happen if you're not listening to each other.
Representative Voss.
I would just say, well said. For the most part, I do believe that as we kind of work through the process, we are just incumbent upon us to try to find that common ground. And it also means that at the same time, the caller was exactly right. You have to be willing to listen if you think that you should have the right to talk. And you have to be able to do both sides of that same debate.
Let me ask you, both of you, if you think, it seems to me that so often you hear when there's a disagreement or a debate, one side says, you don't agree with me, you're stupid, you're not informed, or you don't agree with this, you must not love this state or love this country as much as I do. Why does it seem to be that way, Representative Pocan?
Well, I think, again, sometimes, you know, we have such, there'll be an issue comes up where there's a strong enough disagreement that some people's easiest reaction is to not really think through it, but just to say, oh my God, I can't believe you don't understand this, or that, you know, you're wrong. Where in reality, you know, we just have different ideological viewpoints on something. You know, we happen to think a lot of economic issues come from the bottom up. The more you've got people with money, they'll spend it, and that helps the economy. Republicans often look at if you can provide tax breaks for some bigger business that they've got money, they'll invest, and they'll create jobs that way. We just have different outlooks based on our ideologies on what can be the best, but the end result of both of those is trying to improve the economy. And if you look at it that way and realize that that is the common thread, you're both working towards the same goal, just to have different ways of getting there, then you can actually listen to the other person and kind of figure out how there could be overlap in what we're putting together.
And I would say sometimes, though, I mean, on a big issue like Obamacare, that is something that I think is fundamentally wrong for our country. So I don't think using the word wrong or saying that, you know, things that are fundamental disagreements, some of that language doesn't matter. But I think if you look at the healthcare debate for the most part, the reason that people got so angry and so frustrated and really were willing to go to march in the streets because they knew this was bad for our country was because the politicians in Washington just refused to listen. And you saw that when all the people turned out at those town hall meetings all across our country and the Tea Party got started. And it was mostly out of frustration with politicians who felt that they already knew the answers and didn't have to listen.
Do you see it that way, Representative Pocan?
No, this is probably one of those where we disagree, because I think that's where a bunch of wealthy folks put money in and created the Tea Party to try to create a distraction from the health care debate, and that's how that happened. Now, that's one where we can disagree on how the approach happened. I think the one thing we will agree on is, though, when it rose to the level of having people call someone an N-word or anti-gay slurs, that certainly didn't provide anything to the debate. But I think we have a very different maybe viewpoint on, you know, that healthcare issue, because, you know, I think most Americans support healthcare access, and what the Congress passed definitely provided, you know, improvements in that area, especially when you talk about pre-existing conditions and things like that. I think that's where the debate should happen. But when the debate got taken to all the side issues and some of this artificial political discourse was created via, you know, I think there's some people who truly are Tea Party people, but I think there's also this artificial Tea Party movement out there. That's when suddenly the shock jock, the 24-hour cable news networks and all those others just got purely activated. It's kind of like feeding something to a rat, you know, garbage to a rat, and they eat it, and there's that the energy is driven from that. I think that's what happens in some of this, is where that negative debate then kind of feeds even more negative debate, and that's when you wind up with bad byproducts, where people then might start using the hard language.
Mark Pocan is a Democratic state representative from Madison. Robin Voss is a Republican state representative from Rochester. And they are our two guests during this big question segment. They aren't necessarily debating during this big question segment. They are agreeing that we need more civility in politics. And they issued a joint statement that called for civility in politics. And we are talking about whether that's an attainable goal. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and vote in our online poll, which is linked to our Facebook page and on wpr.org/Cardine, C-A-R-D-I-N. I am Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Soup's on after 8. Coming up after 8, my guest will share tips on making great soup for a cold winter day. I hope you'll stay with us for that. To more of your calls now on civility in politics for our two guests, State Representatives Robin Voss and Mark Pocan. And our next caller is Mark in La Crosse. Hi, Mark.
Hi. I'd like to applaud your efforts, and I think it's certainly something that can be accomplished. And I know in business we oftentimes overlook our own actions, and I apologize, I don't remember who stated it, but one of the guests referred to the individual in this incident as a whack job. I think we could do a better job and possibly come up with a better name than that. That's all.
So, language is important and our use of words important. Representative Voss, what do you think?
About nut job.
Well, about that we have to be careful with that kind of language if we want to be civil in politics.
Yeah, but I think that the difference really comes down to, and I guess maybe that's my frustration, that we should be able to have the debate, we should be able to have the discussion, and yes, while words are important, I do not think that the words are the things that cause anyone's actions. I just want to make sure that that is perfectly clear. There is not any documented evidence, and I do not believe there ever will be any documented evidence, that the gentleman in Arizona who decided to go and commit this heinous act listen to talk radio, listen to Keith Olbermann or Ed Schultz, or from all the information I have seen, he was actually a person of the left, not a person of the right. And I do not believe that listening to Keith Olbermann or Ed Schultz or progressive talk radio made him do any of those things because of his vehement opposition to the war and the Bush policies. So I think just as I would not say that anyone on the right incites anyone to do things like that, I certainly don't believe anyone on the left does either. Individuals are responsible for their own actions. And I think at the end of the day, that's what we need to reinforce. This is about individuals making sure that we try to use language that people will listen to and respect the rights of people who choose not to, and take our own actions to deal with it.
Representative Buchan?
Yeah, and I think what Robin and I and all legislators' jobs are is to try to lead by example. You know, that means we have to show that we can work together at that level, and then hopefully others will see that and they realize that no matter what your differences are, you can work together at a more civil level. The only difference I think I would say from my friend Robin is I do think words have consequences, and I do think words have meaning. There's a reason why we say the N-word and you don't say the word, because there's a definite strong implication to what that word means. And I think there's a lot of other words like that as well where you have to be careful. Now, I will support anyone's free speech rights to say those words, but I certainly hope they would have the common sense not to use those words, or if they're using them just to simply fan a flame, that we all recognize that and at some point don't allow that to be acceptable.
Jim in La Crosse is with us now. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Good. We're almost out of time.
All right. Like this tragedy in Tucson, similar to what was in Oklahoma City, fires up all these conversations about civility and discourse and politics and all that other stuff. I agree with Representative Vlox. The Midwest, not just Wisconsin, but mostly the Midwest, with the exception of the Minneapolis area and Chicago, it's pretty civil. The discourse has always been pretty good. I think the other part of that is some people just don't have tough skin, and when you make comments, it does affect other people, and you should have respect. I think that people can generally get along, especially in the middle part of the country. If you look back at Reagan and Tip O'Neill, they totally disagreed on several fronts, but were able to get things accomplished because they respected each other and they had tough enough skin and enough of their own ideological beliefs that they were able to overlap and get things done.
Do you agree, Representative Buchan?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, I think one thing that everyone knows around the country is, you know, Midwesterners are just very friendly people, and no matter where you go, we're more likely to be the nice people that you want to sit next to if you don't know someone, because we're going to be very friendly. And I think that's very true. I think the real thing that we're seeing is a lot of this stuff happens at the national level. A lot of the discourse that's been so negative happens there, but because we see it over and over and over, it's certainly out there, and we have occasions of it within the state, but you know, we are Wisconsin, and we want to stay being that nice state, and I think that's incumbent on elected officials to lead by doing that.
Yeah, because we're almost out of time, Representative Voss, in our final moments here, what is it that you hope we learn, and what do you hope comes from your call for civility in politics?
Yeah, I hope that we echo what one of the callers said earlier, and that's it doesn't matter if you're involved in politics or you work in a factory or you're a salesman or you stay at home, whatever your job is. I think it's just a good reminder for us to listen to people and to try to respect where they're coming from, even though we might disagree. You know, I don't agree with my wife on everything. I don't agree with my parents on everything. I mean, people that you love, people that you respect, one of the highest levels of respect you can give is to actually listen and to try to understand where they're coming from. So my hope is that we use a tragedy like this not to make any political points, which Mark and I are not trying to do, but to definitely remind people that this is one of the best things about our country, is the ability to talk to each other, to listen, to move our country forward, and do it in a way that is persuasive and not just dictatorial.
Is it okay with you, Representative Buchan, if we let Representative Voss have the last word?
Absolutely. He often does that.
Thank you both very much for being with us. Mark Buchan, a Democratic state representative from Madison, and Robin Voss, a Republican state representative from Rochester. Thanks to Rob Ferret, to Bill Martins, and to Chris Molina for producing this hour. Thank you for your participation. You can vote in our online question at WPR.org or on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page.